Ang like, post, share at check-in ay pamilyar na bahagi para sa 14 milyong gumagamit ng Facebook sa Australia. Ang ekspertong Leanne Smith ay nagpapatakbo ng online privacy sa tawag na The Cyber Safety Lady website. Nagbababala siya na ang pag-share ng personal na impormasyon ay maaaring mauwi sa masamang kalalabasan.
People are unaware that through using social media, they can be at risk of identity theft, of being scammed through scammers collecting enough personal information about their online profile to be able to send them very realistic messages and email to get them to click on a link, basically, so that they will, you know, download viruses onto their computer where they can steal from them. That is one of the things that people really need to be aware of. What you share online, even if it's what institutions you frequent, what things you like, can be used to personalize scams.
Si Nigel Pierre naman ay isang eksperto sa cybercrime sa University of Canberra. Sinabi niya na malimit na hindi nalalaman ng mga tao na may malisyosong nangyayari sa kanila hanggang makatanggap sila ng masamang credit rating mula sa pampinansyal na institusyon.
People need to be a lot smarter and a lot more secure in the online environment. And just like we're quite well organized when we walk down the street and aware of our physical security and our surrounds, we need to do the same when we're online. So that includes being wary of the websites you go to, the sorts of personal information you enter in, being aware of having your social media settings really tightened down so that only those that you allow, your closest friends, can see your personal details.
Naniniwala si Pierre na ang pagkawala ng privacy ay mahirap mangyari sa mundong digital sa kondisyong may mga pag-iingat na ginagawa.
It all depends on the type of device and what you're doing with it. For example, if you've got a laptop, desktop or something, logically you should have some sort of security package from one of the main antivirus, etc. vendors to give you some level of protection. If you're using a mobile device, for example, you should be really wary when using public Wi-Fi. Anyone could be eavesdropping on your Wi-Fi session, and it's great to use those instances to do a bit of web surfing, maybe look up a local restaurant, for example, or something similar. But you shouldn't be using any website that requires credentials such as online banking.
Sa kabila nito, sinasabi naman ni Leonie Smith na walang katulad na bagay ang nangyayari sa online privacy.
I think it's very wise to be careful about what we share of a personal nature and to archive it or take it down after it has been shared every now and then, so that content about yourself doesn't live forever online. You need to understand exactly what options you have for privacy with all your online posts and interactions, and that can be quite difficult because a lot of the privacy settings for these social media accounts aren't apparently obvious.
Hindi lamang scamming o identity theft ang dapat nating ikabahala. Sinabi ni Leonie Smith na ang isinamang impormasyon o imahen sa public profiles ay maaaring makaapekto sa ating pag-asang makapagtrabaho.
Almost 100% of people that are employing are having a look on social media, on Google, to find out publicly what your reputation could be. And they will make a decision about hiring you on many different things. And some people will think that's being judgmental and that's a bad thing. But you have to be very, very conscious of what you're sharing online for ordinary people as well as celebrities.
At hindi lamang ang mga impormasyong inilalagay natin tungkol sa ating sarili. Idinagdag niya na dapat humingi ng permiso ang mga tao bago nila i-share o itag ang mga imahen ng ibang tao.
Nowadays, people are taking photos of things and other people, other people's children, and uploading them in seconds to social media without asking anybody whether they're comfortable with that. And we cannot assume that other people will be comfortable with that for a number of reasons. Some families are concerned about social media and about having photos of their kids online for privacy issues, for security issues. They may be in an acrimonious dispute with another family member and they don't want that family member knowing where they are with their child. There's all sorts of different reasons.
Si Melba Marginson, ang direktor ehekutibo ng Victorian Immigrant and Refugee Women's Coalition. Sinabi niya na nagsusumbong ang mga inabusong babae tungkol sa maraming insidente ng pagsubaybay at panggugulong ginagawa sa social media ng kanilang dating kapareha.
It's now a common thing because everyone has access to mobile phones and Facebook. Yeah, in effect, you know, it's a complete abuse of the women's rights when after, apart from verbal and physical abuse, they will still continue abusing them using social media.
Ang tinutukoy niya ay ang mga nakakasakit na post sa Facebook page ng biktima, isang bagay na maaaring iwasan sa pamamagitan ng matibay na privacy settings.
When you are in a difficult situation, you actually don't think about covering up on all those aspects, especially if you've been, you know, emotionally battered for quite some time. You sometimes lose that bearing that will make you actually anticipate what may protect or not protect you.
Idinagdag ni Nigel Pear na dapat umiwas sa mga tao sa pagsasabi ng kanilang kinalalagyan.
There's a number of scenarios that play out when people do status updates. And firstly is geolocation. When you start looking at criminals, however, they'll also look at the geolocation sites. And if you put this great photo that you're on holidays in Europe, they'll pretty much know that you're not at home. And if they can work out where you live through other means, then they'll know it's pretty easy pickings to do a burglary, for example.
Inirekomenda ni Leonie Smith ng Cyber Safety Lady ang malimit na pagsusuri ng privacy settings at ang paglilipat ng kung paano mag-share ng personal content online.